You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
University of Canterbury astronomer Professor John Hernshaw is calling for national legislation to limit light pollution. He proposed a law that would set new controls on outdoor lighting, such as a 10 p.m. curfews for illuminated advertising signs, limited on what street lights could emit, and reductions in blue lights across cities and towns. I spoke to Richard Easter from the University of Auckland about what would happen if New Zealand started to regulate light pollution. New Zealand wants to open a new dark sky project. How's the project going? How far along are they?
So there's a bunch of areas in New Zealand that have had themselves designated as dark sky reserves, I think the terminology is, and they range from Aotearoa, Great Barrier, in the vicinity of Auckland, Tekapo region in the Mackenzie Basin, and a whole bunch of others have been sort of slowly springing up. And then involves, as I understand it, the local authority, passing a bylaw around, making sure that there isn't excessive light pollution from, street lamps and so forth. And the idea is, to preserve the quality of the night sky, partly as an amenity for residents, but also in many cases because, tourists will come to the region, because they can do stargazing either with the naked eye or with telescopes. It's kind of a marketing tool in some sense, but it also, in many cases, preserves, the natural value of the environment for these regions. They want to be able to make it clear to people that they're places that you can come and enjoy, the night sky and its, pristine beauty.
This might sound like a silly question, but yeah, what kind of impact is light pollution having on our ability to observe the night sky?
But I think in terms of the access to the night sky, if you've had the experience of being out in the country at nighttime, on a dark night, moon's not in the sky, it's not cloudy, and you look up and you just see this, the sky above you is an amazing sight. And for city dwellers or people who live on the edges of cities, because even if you're not, right in the city itself, the ability to do that has been sort of slowly nibbled away over the last 100 years, and it hasn't vanished suddenly. But it's certainly, massively less than what it used to be, and it would be great to preserve what we've got, but also to get as much of that back.
Is it realistic if we passed a law limiting light pollution, is it realistic that we could see more of the night sky in urban areas?
Absolutely. One of the good things about light pollution, I guess, is that, when you turn off the light, it goes away. It's not something that's, persistent in the environment. I think the challenge there's two challenges. Firstly, there's the question of, where is the light actually coming from? And a lot of it is coming from streetlights. Some of it is coming from, light coming out of people's windows, advertising signs, stuff like that. So there's probably definitely an argument for a kind of 80-20 approach where you go after the easiest things first, many of which are maintained by local authorities. But the other issue is that, a lot of light fixtures that have been built LED based, and they last a lot longer than the ones that they're replacing. So the other thing is you wouldn't necessarily want to be replacing light fixtures that worked perfectly well. So I think there is definitely a kind of window where we would like to be saying as soon as possible we would like to see these changes made, so that every time we put something at the top of a pole, it's not going to be there for 20 years.
What would the law look like? What kind of changes would be made, do you think?
As I understand it, it's mainly bylaws and standards around, construction and planning. So it would be the same kind of law that says that, you need to have a certain kind of insulation in your house. Also, roads and, sort of public fixtures, there's often kind of codes of practice that are established by local bodies that they'll then adhere to. The streetlights are put up mostly by towns and cities. Not by private individuals, and so in some ways it's city councils and town councils telling themselves to do things differently. The other challenge, of course, is there's lots of local authorities around New Zealand, and each of them would have to have that discussion by themselves. So the people who are pushing for this are very keen to see a national standard, so that it, in some ways, saves time and effort, and we don't have to have the same conversation 100 times.
The proposed legislation has been compared to something that's already on the books in France. What does that look like? Do you know?
I know less about that. My understanding is that that's quite detailed. That has you know, standards around house design and stuff like that. And I think, you know, obviously the more detailed you make the legislation, you know, the more challenging it will be to get it passed. So I think the French one is quite comprehensive, and I think, you know, there's obviously going to be a conversation to be had in New Zealand around, you know, do we go for the, you know, lowest hanging fruit first in some sense? And I think particularly given that a lot of, you know, outdoor lighting now lasts a very long time, I think it's really important to get standards in about the most obvious sources of artificial light at night, and to do that as quickly as possible. So whether we went down the exact same route or whether we did something for our own, I think that, you know, that's a discussion for us to have.
A lot of people who will be listening to this live in cities, and you touched on it very briefly before, but for people living in cities, why is this important?
I mean, I think one thing is notable, you know, even in Auckland, I spend a long time living in, you know, large cities, so I've lived in Tokyo and New York and spent a lot of my time on the East Coast at the end of it. And even in quite small towns there, you know, if you're on that kind of part of ocean, you see very little of the night sky. And so in Auckland, you know, if you go into the Domain or into a park at night, you can see more stars. And so the better we control light in, you know, in Auckland itself, the more stars you would be able to see in Auckland, as well as obviously on the, you know, on the urban fringes of Auckland itself.
That was Richard Esther from the University of Auckland talking about light pollution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.